just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
And the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside and once again transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process, and we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
I just had to play that again because it was so good. Welcome back. Last hour, Kate Daly Show on a Thursday. I got Uncle Milty here. Chris Ann Hall joined us in the previous hour. And I love that from her because it sums up some of the mess we're in. And like she said in the last hour, she was listening to a Megyn Kelly clip back in like 2014 or 2012 or something. And the sentiment was the president has so much power. No, they don't. They don't. And this is why they want us fixated on the election for the presidential race. It's when everybody listens to talk radio. It's when everybody shows up to the polls because of the president's race, right?
Yep.
And I said last hour, do you even see any campaigning going on? I don't see any. Do you?
Not a bit.
Nothing. It's just a very, very weird year. And I have to say, I love the articles where it keeps saying, a tiny cell. That's all he'll get. Trump's going to jail. I mean, I'm just laughing because it's just so... Do they not have anything else to print? I mean, we've been hearing this mantra for so long, and it's ridiculous at this point. And if they do it, they're going to, maybe for martyrdom. I don't know. But let me just say, it's just these articles are so over-the-top dramatic, all written by lefty windbags. So it's kind of... It's getting interesting. We were just kind of talking about the fact that we have media propaganda going on, and I was laughing earlier today because Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson, and Jon Stewart are all coming out with new podcasts. And my first thought, I kid you not, this was my first thought, okay? Maybe because I do this every day and it's crazyville, but I was thinking they have to insert these kinds of boneheads talking about daily issues and daily stuff and Hollyweird because there's too much truth being told on podcasts. So they have to interject now a whole fleet of people that will do nothing but talk about nonsense, just utter nonsense. I watched a reel. I don't watch reels. Okay. I watched a reel of Kevin Bacon going to the store. And I thought, there's got to be a point about this. There has to be like a single point that he gets to. No. He literally walked around the store and commented on everything and then got to his car and then went home and unpacked the groceries. And that was the reel. And I thought, why did I just watch that? I just thought there was going to be something there that was valid.
What did he buy?
Everything he didn't need, he said. And he was perusing the pet part. And he doesn't even have a pet. This was the video. So this is what these podcasts will be. They will be mindless gutter water. They should just name that the podcast.
You mean more mindless than they are now?
Yes. Yes. I mean, if they could hit anything that's less important, they will. I mean, it's amazing to me, but see that space, too many people telling the truth got into that space and too many Americans were interested in it. Too many people around the world too. And so they have to infiltrate that with some shiny object that people will follow to basically learn their trip to the store. That's what they're going to talk about. It's never going to be anything substantive or anything that you need to know. It's how it works. So there was a couple of things I wanted to mention. A Washington state, I swear we had him on the show. Didn't we, Bob Songer? He's a sheriff in Washington state. I swear we did have him on the show. And Alex Newman interviewed him, and he created a 150-man posse in his city. A posse. And this posse, and I love that they call it a posse, but I was just kind of laughing at that. But it's a, because the regular bought media that lies to you all the time, they want to take this to the woodshed, right? How dare the sheriff have a group of highly trained, educated men who are ready and willing to be a crime watch in a city. Ready and willing. Okay? And I just got done reading that quote from de Tocqueville, where he talked about the fact that, man, in 1800s America, somebody did something wrong, the community went after him. The community served him up to the court, okay? Because they wanted order. They wanted a great, nice place to live. They wanted the semblance of what we would consider good law. Okay, so they would take the criminal. They would serve him up as a committee. And he said, and even de Tocqueville was like, man, if you want to commit a crime in America, don't, because you won't get away with it. The community is going to be after you. So this guy creates this community, and this community of 150 people in this community, I should say, and they're ready and willing to be crime watch and help. Volunteer. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think sheriffs have mm-hmm. been deputizing citizens
yep.
for 200 years.
Amen. Amen.
It's not new. And all it means is mm-hmm. that law enforcement isn't doing their job.
Yes.
And citizens have to get involved. And yes. that's how it was in the Old West. You had one sheriff covered a large territory, mm-hmm. and any time there was serious crime going on, he had to create mm-hmm. deputies,
yes,
and posses.
You're right. I love Bob Songer, Sheriff Bob Songer, because he is he calls this a constitutional posse, which I love, and he also is a member, attended the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers yep. Association, and I love that he is outspoken about this. I love that he has taken this on, and every sheriff in America should do this.
Didn't we meet him in Las Vegas?
Yes, because yeah, I was like, right. Oh, man, did we have him on? I thought we had him on,
Las
too.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How meal to
Hi.
You? Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I just wanted to emphasize and pause with what you're saying, mm-hmm. and I think what you're talking about is exactly the answer for a lot of stuff. It would push back against these DAs that are letting everyone out. And stuff like that.
I agree.
And that is a good sheriff with a good posse. And I would add an example. Remember Joe Arpaio mm-hmm. of Maricopa County?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember him having a posse of like 3,000 men.
Did he?
And that was very, I think so. And I think it was very effective at keeping the feds at bay when he was, if you remember back in the day, he was stopping illegals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And of course the feds did not want that to happen.
Yeah.
And then he took the jail, I think, since he's in charge of the jail, he put the prisoners, the inmates in like pink.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, pink worker, uniforms pink and gave worker them bologna outfit. Sandwiches and and put them out in tents.
Yeah,
and, you know, and he put a big thermometer out there so they would know how hot it was and stuff like that. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
he was a real man. But, I just wanted to stop and point that out, that's the key, is mm-hmm. is that we get a posse in every county for a sheriff that would be willing to do that.
Agree. Thank you. I love it. Thank you so much. You know, and the idea that it's so foreign to us is what's amazing. Because in this day and age, if you have somebody that probably aligns to King Dingaling's party, you would find some, I can't believe they would do that. Our whole 1800s was this, and we seem to do pretty well. So why would we not? And it's constitutional that you would have people at the ready to fill this need. And there is a lot of willing people ready to do that just because they love their community, love their country. This should be the norm. Yeah.
You know, Arpaio formed that posse. It had as many as 3,000 mm-hmm. volunteers at
yeah,
one
Mike
time.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
He formed it in 2009, mm-hmm. and then it was disbanded totally in 2016.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he was real fair to the Bundys, but I know that that he did some good things. I think there were some good things that he did, and there we have a group within the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. We've had Sheriff Richard Mack on the show many times, and this group is great. They're doing a lot of education to sheriffs, and you know, I live in a community where I can't count on my sheriff. I would not put a lot of faith and trust there, and I think if you live in a community like that too, what are we going to do to change that? I don't know if education's the only key. Maybe it's the only key that you can use, because unless they really understand their role and what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to safeguard, right, us from the feds, unless they get that, then they just need to be educated. And yep. So I would say get Chris Ann Hall to your neighborhood so that she can instruct the sheriff. She speaks to sheriffs all over the country. Yep. I think it's one of her favorite things to do.
It is.
Yeah.
Because
she enjoys it the most.
They have total control mm-hmm. over their county.
Yeah. So we do have things that can help us. We do have ways to solve these problems. In this hour, I'm going to go over how to stop the WHO treaty, the pandemic treaty, and the illegal nature by which it came. Because These are the things we have to know, right? We've got to be able to fight all of this. And this show is always about what we can do and solutions and how do we think about things. And we need to change how we are viewing this world, how we're viewing the things we've been told. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do. I do. After doing the show for 13 years, I people are just amazed at what they don't know. And that was all by design. That you sure. They have to work very, very hard to manipulate you and brainwash you and lie to you. It takes effort, okay? Lots of effort. So this isn't happenstance. This isn't coincidence. No. This is well-laid plans. That's why I don't understand when people don't get that. It's like, it's work. It's work, you know? When somebody tells a lie, they have to actually remember all the details of a lie.
Yeah.
It's actually easy to tell the truth.
Yep.
It's the truth. You'll remember it.
Change.
You'll recall it, just like that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey there, everybody. Vladimir Putin called the U.S. dollar's drop in dominance objective and irreversible during the recent BRICS summit in South Africa. Remember that? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. There's more countries joining, by the way, January 1st of 2024. But they formally agreed to use local currencies instead of the U.S. dollar. Instead of the U.S. dollar. This could be that first shoe to fall. So as demand for the dollar weakens, the buying power of the dollar weakens, this is why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Investors, savers like you are looking to sort of harness the power of physical gold. This is the place to talk to and get it held in a tax-sheltered IRA, gold-backed IRA. Text Kate to 989898. You'll get a free info kit on gold, thousands of happy customers, A-plus rating with the BBB, countless five-star reviews. This is why Ron Paul loves them. This is why Steve Bannon loves them. I know so many people that use Birch because that's who I trust. That's who they trust. And they can help you navigate transitioning an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. Isn't that big? That's a big deal. And I think right now, while you have the opportunity to do these things, I would do them. The U.S. dollar continues to receive pressure from foreign countries. And so digital currency, central banks, you've got to arm yourself with the information on how to protect your savings and how to protect you. Text Kate 989898. That's the phone number you text. And then just text my name and claim your free information kit and get the information and go over that information to see if it's right for you. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn
me. I love this song.
Let me straddle my.
It just takes me back to that time when I wasn't around, but Milty was. It takes me back to that time of the old Western. And when I was looking at the 1800s, and I was actually looking at the differences between the 1800s and now, and how much we've changed, what's happened to this nation. A whole lot of corruption is what's happened, and well-laid plans to deceive. But you go back to this time, and I was also at the same time of looking at the 1800s, and what sparked that actually was I was watching a clip about Dances with Wolves, and they did not want to make that movie. In fact, Kevin Costner wanted to make that movie, but no one else did. And so they put out every stop they could, because he was going really authentic with the movie. He wanted to be super authentic, and he wanted to make sure that that he went back to that time period and portrayed everything the way it should have been. And he underestimated, or I think the people that were against it underestimated this movie and the hit it would be. Why was it a hit? Why was Dances with Wolves a hit?
Because it showed that all white people didn't hate Indians.
Amen.
Yeah.
It was a Western.
We can't have that.
Yeah, it was a Western. And they said Westerns won't sell in 1990, whatever.
Yeah,
91.
Right. They're still selling.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's a good Western. Who doesn't like a good Western? Show me one man in America that does not like a good Western. I'm not talking about the metrosexual man. I'm talking about a man's man. Show me a man that doesn't like a Western, because I promise you, you won't find it. We identify with this because of why. Why is the Western so, to us, you love to see those kinds of movies? Why is it, Uncle Milty? Why do you think?
Well, they're real.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are real. They didn't cover anything up. They didn't hide anything. It was what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a harsh, cruel world. People had to work together, form communities. It was difficult.
Yeah, it was good guy or a bad guy.
And the good guys won and the bad guys lost.
Right. It's the truth, though. It's the truth. What's your favorite Western? If you could name one, I'm just curious.
I know. Too many.
I was reviewing this, and Rio Bravo, Shane. Well, these are some of the Fistful of Dollars, like different Tombstone, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. All of these, High Noon, all of these came to mind. But it was why we loved them, and what was it about the 1800s that just stood out, right? We were still on the gold standard. They were trying to get central banking in. They were doing every single thing they could to get central banking in all through the 1800s. People don't, I think, realize that. They didn't get it in, though, until 1913. So we had a good 100-year start on that. So you can go back to that period of time, and you can see what it was really like to live, you know, that without the central banking, without regulation of every profession, without, you know, being fined by your city for letting somebody sleep on your driveway if you wanted to because it's your property, or catching rainwater, or any of those idiotic things that people in cities and counties that are so stupid they can't figure out what good governance is, so they try to govern everything. We have changed so much that we are unrecognizable, not just the Western part of the Western movie, okay? Not just the cowboy and everything. We have changed everything. How do you get back to what actually made us great? And what made us great was come to the country, invent yourself. You didn't have government standing in your face every day telling you what to do, or thinking they could tell you what to do. And they weren't hijacking you for every dime, because taxation was actually very, very low. It's amazing what we've done. And the Western it's going back to a time when you could identify a good guy. You could identify a bad guy. Now it's all intermixed. It's like The whole thing's gone trans. Like, it's just, you don't know what it is anymore. Seriously, right? The good guys are doing bad things. The bad guys are doing good things, or they're trying to paint them as good things, good people. It's amazing what's going on. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Take me back to my boots and saddle.
Ooh. Gene Autry. Oh, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Text Birch Gold, 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some wonderful free information. Just do it right now while you got your phone in your hand. I sure would appreciate that. Our sponsors make sure we stay on the air, but they're going to give you great information. Otherwise, I'd never tell you to do that. So 989898 and put in my name, Kate, on the message and just send it real quick. I would so appreciate you doing that. Just get the info so I know you've got it. It's all about safeguarding everything that you've got with gold and silver to fight against inflation and can remove from future inflation, which is nice. Safeguard it. So Lonesome Dove. Do you like that one?
You like that one?
Yeah. A lot of people like that one. And you were watching one.
I saw a movie recently. The title was Forsaken.
Yeah.
And it was with Donald and Kiefer Sutherland, mm-hmm. father and son. And the son was, he became a gunslinger after the Civil War. He accidentally killed a little boy in a gunfight. He was a mess. Mm-hmm. He went home to try to make amends with his father, who was a minister. Mm-hmm. He gets home and he finds this town that is being controlled by this land-grabbing evil guy, mm-hmm. and who's literally threatening people to sell their homes and properties to him at some ridiculously
low... Sounds like city councils all across America.
Yeah, yeah. And so mm-hmm. he has an army of mm-hmm. gunslingers with him.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, of course, Kiefer Sutherland, as much as he promises his dad his gunslinging days are over, ends up saving the town. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
There's another movie that I saw this year. It's a 2023 movie with Nicolas Cage called The Old Way.
Hmm. I didn't
think
see this.
Think of that title.
No, I didn't
the
see it. Yeah.
The Old Way.
Yeah.
And he, again, is mm-hmm. he's a single man whose wife was killed. He is raising his daughter. He owns a little store in this town. Mm-hmm. But he was a gunfighter mm-hmm. at one time.
Right.
And he gets forced into protecting the town.
Interesting.
As the gunfighter.
Was it? So it was set in back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, but it was made in 2024. But it was set back in the, mm-hmm. you know, in the late...
Yeah.
At pro,
yeah.
after the Civil War era.
Yeah, late 1800s.
Yeah, and so that was another really... Uh-huh. But the general theme in the later Westerns that have been coming out is the evil gunfighter actually is the saving person in these stories because...
A moment of redemption.
That and they had no fear of standing up for the people.
Right.
They stood up for the people. And those kind of guys in the Old West became sheriffs.
That's so true.
No, they did.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I was looking at, because there's something to be said about what you just talked about with property rights, because that truly is the number one. They're going to use climate change. They're going to use digital currency. They're going to use this WHO treaty. They're going to use all these things to diminish property rights. And property rights oftentimes is the theme of a Western.
Yep.
Is it not? That's the most, one of the most important issues to fight over. We have something in this country that's very, very, very exclusive to us. And that is this, you get this property and you can buy this property and you can leverage this property to build success in your life. And it's yours, right? There's nothing that's more important than that, to be able to do that. That's how you got to jump class.
Yep.
Right? When you got here, is that you could use your property to leverage it.
Yep.
This is why third world countries stay third world countries. Number one, because we have NGOs over there suppressing their ability to have property rights and keep them into a third world status. But that's the whole theme of Western movies.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. You could go out and homestead a piece of property.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for it. You homesteaded it. Mm-hmm. But you had to work that land.
So you are paying with it through work.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you didn't pay cash for it. You worked.
Right.
And there were rules about what you had. You had to fence it. You had to mark it. You had to work it. It had to increase in value a certain amount while you... And eventually you owned it.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of work.
Right.
And when you put that kind of work into your property versus just making a mortgage payment, those people fought to the death to keep their land.
What's crazy now is that you've got very intentional, or I would say stupid. I hate to use that word, but it's true. You know, they just don't know anything. Mayors all over America, totally infiltrated. And they... usually at the root of much of what they're doing to the populace has to do with property rights. They're telling you what you can do on your property. They're taxing you up to the hilt on your property. They're trying to hone in and buy up property with your money. They're doing everything they can to upend property and use it to their advantage to create more income for themselves.
Here's a real issue, and I don't know if you've noticed this recently. There's a movement that's saying, once people reach retirement, they should be exempt from property tax because they're retired, they're not working, they can't afford it, they're going to lose their...
Over 65.
You know what? This is a misdirection. None of us should pay property tax.
Yes.
It's our property. It's not taxable. They tax everybody. And to make it about senior citizens... means what you're saying is, everybody else should
pay. Else is okay,
pay.
And it's legal, but it's not.
No.
It never has been.
So that movement, even though I'm retired, I'm 70, I don't agree with it one bit because it gives the impression that we're a special group.
Yep.
We're not special.
Right.
I don't care how old you are. I don't care how well you prepared for retirement. Mm-hmm. You're not special.
Well, there aren't supposed to be anybody special.
No.
That's what we've been doing, is carving out rights for different groups.
Special interests.
That's not okay. The only thing in the Constitution that gives us equality is in the courtroom. In the courtroom, there is equality. Equality everywhere else? No bueno. That's not legal to make a law to give a special group special rights over everybody else.
Nope.
It's just amazing how far we've come since the 1800s.
There's a little clause in the Constitution. A lot of people aren't aware of it. It's called the Equal Protection Clause.
It's the only one, and that's how it should stay. But sure. See, we get brainwashed and we get propagandized and we're told that no, people feel sad. So therefore, you have to pass a law to protect their sadness.
It all goes back to logic and reason.
I know.
If you understand that we're all entitled to equal protection under the law, mm-hmm. how do you have special interest groups? There's such a conflict there.
In the 1800s, the lack of central banks, I talked about that, room to expand. Of course, there's room to expand now.
Still.
Drive across America.
The amount of wide open land is unbelievable.
You'll find that more than you'll find towns and cities is the available land. Room to expand. Railroads, okay? And self-education was a big thing. Self-education.
Yep.
Self-education, because if you wanted to be a doctor, what you did was you went and you talked to a doctor. You said, I'm competent. And the doctor would evaluate you on whether you were competent or not and wanted to work hard enough. And then you would join them and you would go with them to visits and you would sort of adopt this career through learning, not going through the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine where you're learning anything except for health. No, not that kind of medicine, actual medicine.
Now, in all fairness, mm-hmm. I feel much safer today knowing you have a license to flip hamburgers.
Yeah, E. coli never, ever happens. And it's so great now. No. You could go to school. There were schools for it, but you could choose the school. You didn't have to go through the kind of one serves all school of control, all of those types of things.
Well, there was no government licensing.
No.
You learned on the job. And you learned on the job, and your peers approved.
And when you were 18 learning on the job, you didn't make $100,000 a year. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
The cowboy may roam from his homeland, way out on that great divide, but in his heart he will still be a cowboy and long for his pony to ride.
You know what's funny is the cowboy hat didn't come along until later. They used to wear like little boleros, like little bolero hats. I love, we were just talking about Westerns. The difference between 1824 or 1854 and today, or 1884 and 2024, why was Dances with Wolves so popular? Why do you think?
Dances with Wolves showed that the treatment of the Indians was done by a minority of Americans. That the vast majority of Americans weren't out to slaughter the American Indian. They wanted to expand, mm-hmm. but the real evil came from a very small minority of our leaders in government mm-hmm. who made false treaties and took advantage of it. But the average American person was just trying to better their lives. They weren't out to slaughter the American Indian. But yet today, when we look back, we're told all you white people are evil. You slaughtered the Indians, or mm-hmm. all you white people are racist. You had slaves. Slave owners were a minority in our history, not a majority.
There was only 325,000 families that did it.
Yeah, and yet by looking back from today with the special interest groups, that we were all always evil.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter, all evil.
And Dances with Wolves showed mm-hmm. the humanity of the Indians and the white people.
Yep.
That's why it was so popular.
Yeah, wanting to understand each other, wanting to have liberty, you know?
Yeah.
The Indian culture, the things that they used to do to war with each other over this land were atrocious too. I mean, like, it's always the white guy.
Well,
just makes me so sick.
But even with that, with mm-hmm. the American Indians, fighting each other. There again, it wasn't all of them.
It wasn't all of them.
Minorities.
Yeah.
Certain tribes were like that. Mm-hmm. Certain tribes were very peaceful.
But painted through the glasses of 2024, it is all of us, all the time, all racist, everything.
Yep.
And when you, I really do hope that you share this, because it'll be in podcast form tonight. If you share this with your kids, if you share this with your families, because we need to understand what 1800s America looked like when we, when basically the government's income was mostly off tariffs, mostly off only two things. And then we turned it into income tax. We turned it in. Are we more free now in 2024?
Not hardly.
No, we're not. We have lost a majority of our liberty. Are we smarter?
No.
We're battling over what a man is, what a woman is. We're not smarter. So how did that come to be? How did that happen? How do we get worse?
Well, you know, you go back to the Old West. They had the one-room school, grades K through 12, all in the same building. The teacher was somebody everybody knew and respected. You didn't have a union.
Right.
You know, and they educated our children. That's not happening today. Look at what's going on in Chicago right now with the teachers union, the Chicago Teachers Union. They're making demands over the next 5 years. They want another $50 billion pumped into the school system.
Right.
And yet their students, 24% reading and 17% math proficiency.
Right.
That, how can they dare ask for more money?
I don't know. So you, so we're looking at, I mean, it's huge, $7 billion budget. So we're looking at America now. We're worse off, we're more stupid, and we're accepting of more, and we have politicians driving the country into the ground. Every little selfish act that they do for whatever their career they're getting is detrimental to us. And so the more I learn in these last 13 years about the lies of history, the disinformation, the con artists, the horrifying politicians, because I only know a couple that are worth their salt in the country, seriously. As I'm pouring through all this research in history, there's the constant feeling that we're here for a reason at this time. So if you get discouraged about being on the earth right now, I would say that if you weren't on the earth right now, you would be begging to go to earth right now so that you could help. You would be begging for that opportunity because you know you would. We get down to this earth. What are you doing to help? Are you cowering? Are you part of the problem? Are you censoring people? Are you making horrible decisions? Are you doing all those things? Or are you taking the opportunity to lead, to stand up, to fight, to say, I won't put up with that. I hear some truth, neighbor. Here's some truth, neighbor. This is an opportunity to lead. What a great time to be alive.
Yep.
This is a great time to be alive. We can see the stark difference between 1824 and today. So take the opportunity. Let's go. Let's do this.
We can do it now, or we can wait until everyone's suffering.
Yeah.
We're not suffering right now.
Not yet. We haven't felt the full force of what they, the tracks they're laying right now.
But if we wait and don't put an end to this nonsense now, we will suffer.
Right. Because once the tracks are completed, there's no getting out of it. So right now, we need everyone in this fight. We need to take, you know, take the opportunity to lead. This is an opportunity to shine. To do what you think you would have done, right? To be that person that you think you were going to be. Instead of the horrible politician, instead of the career politician, instead of the people behind the crud, don't be that guy.
And
be the good guy.
And those people are the ones that won the United States in the Revolution, won the United States in the Civil War, won the United States in the Westward Movement.
Yep.
It was always the people who did not fear.
Yep. We're here because of well-laid plans. And what really it should have been is our expectation of well-laid plans, because that's how evil works. So it's time to get off the fence. There, fence sitting is akin to being evil now. You're a fence sitter? Just go to that side. That's your side. You already picked it. So you get to choose good or evil. You're going to be the upstanding American. You're going to do what it takes to preserve the country. Or are you going to be the fence-sitting evil guy, or the guy that does nothing, or the guy that's too stupid that shouldn't be in a power role, or the person with intent and malice? trying to do this. And they always say for the greater good. It's never for the greater good.
No.
It's for their greater good.
Yep.
Their greater good. Okay? Has nothing to do with you. It's not saving you. It's not helping you. And the greater good is a communistic statement anyway.
The two deadly statements, the greater good and bipartisanship.
Oh, we went bipartisan on this. Oh, my gosh, I want to cringe. Nails on a chalkboard every single time I hear that. Look, if you weren't here, you'd be begging to come here. So this time on earth that you've got, make it count or don't. You have a choice. Get off the fence. Get off the fence. It's beyond the time to make a decision by now. But you've got to tell your kids. Make a decision. What side are you on? You're going to fight for this? Is it worth it? Your liberty, your free agency, or not? That's pretty much it right now.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with your families. And, of course, thank you, Uncle Milty. Mm-hmm. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow.